once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast.
Oh, yeah!
I'm excited.
Great, so this is a bonus episode we have for you guys today. It doesn't really fit in the chronology of all of our other ones, but I hope you enjoy it anyways, and we're actually going to be bringing an awesome new player in. Do you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Okay, yeah. Hi, I'm Amy Vorpal, and today I'll be playing Lord the Bounty Hunter, spelled like and with the same characteristics of Lord the Singer.
Lord the Bounty Hunter, who has the same characteristics as Lord the Singer?
She looks just like her.
Awesome. So human?
Yeah, she's human.
Okay, cool. Next to you?
I'm Tom Fons. I play DAM, which stands for Decryption Android Aeronautical Mechanic and Navigator. He's a droid with a shady, possibly murky past, but we don't know. He's figuring out.
That's right. Listen to the most recent episodes. What's going on? What's going on?
He's really drunk.
Hi, I'm Andrew Jones. I'll be playing Gippy Bindu. He is pushing 90 in human years, Mon Calamari, so like Admiral Akbar, except he weighs about 400 pounds and is a former diplomat.
Of muscle, right?
But yes, just pure muscle. I have my entire physique.
Last but not least,
I'm Racer X. I usually play the character Lorik, but today I will be Keitar Steve.
Keitar Steve, okay. So
Keitar Steve.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's right, our mysterious Jeanette X, or Racer X now?
Yeah.
So you're playing Keitar Steve, a droid, I assume?
Yes.
With a Keitar worked into the body itself?
Keitar Steve is a mixologist who lets use the healing power of music.
Okay.
And rhythm. Mm. It joins us all together.
I just hope an explosion like throws your character into a wall and it just goes
bring. I don't know. That's a great character. So, like I said, this is going to be kind of a one-off episode. Don't strain yourselves too hard, listeners, to try and fit this into the overall chronology. Or, why are they here at this point in time? Does this make any sense? Don't worry about it. Just relax. Enjoy it.
Use your imagination,
listen,
loser.
Where are we? Oh, I should introduce myself. I'm David. I'll be your game master again today. And of course, as always, I'll get this out on top. Follow us on Twitter at NTMTO Podcast, Never Tell Me the Odds Podcast, or at our webpage, StarWarsRPGPodcast.com. That's where you'll have a lot of good stats on there, more information about all these characters. It's fun times. So today, we open up in a shady tavern, or a cantina, I guess, in a shady cantina on Mos Eisley. City on Tatooine, hive of scum and villainy, quite famous. Your group find yourselves down on your luck with a great deal of debt, which you owe to a gangster here on the planet who goes by the name of Pynchon Q. He's a Kubaz. You recognize Kubaz in Star Wars A New Hope when they first arrive in Mos Eisley. And there's a guy who's got the long kind of insect face and like the glassy eyes who sees Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke arrive in town.
Oh, okay.
He's wearing like the hood.
Yeah, okay. And he's like, he has like a buzzy voice.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of like a mosquito type looking guy.
Yeah. I have a question. Is it Pynchon Q or is it Pynchon Q? Like he got the nickname Pynch. His name's Q, but he got the names because he loves to pinch people. Fresh hands.
Oh, I literally wrote down Pynchon, like P-N-S-I-O.
He's retired now.
Pynchon Q.
It was just normal Q and now he's Pynchon Q.
Listen, you owe me a lot of money. I'm on a pension here. Fixed income gangster.
All your questions are answered as you guys sit around this little table in one of the cantinas and you feel a little pinch on your back of your shoulder. And you turn around and there's the Kubaz and he pulls back his cloak and he's got that, you know, just a horrible bald. He looks like a half-fly, half-man, basically.
He's gorgeous.
Yes, you're here. Of course, you know you owe me a great debt. And I'm not one to forget my debts easily.
Wow, wow.
Quiet, Keitar Steve.
He reaches over and hits the mute button on you.
I feel violated.
However, I have a deal for you today. I'll forgive your entire debt if you can bring me a particular artifact of great worth. I have a, what's the word?
Lot of money?
Because I have a patron? Yes. A mysterious patron. You see, he wants Jabba the Hutt's water pipe. If you can manage to bring this back to me, we'll call ourselves square. Agreed?
Four of you look at each other over the little battered table. In the background, you can hear a droid. It's like, you know, clinking away. Little bartending droid.
Gibby gets out his tin horn.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that from the beginning?
Oh, God.
He stares at you for a second, turns his head to Kitar Steve, continues to turn his head over to the girl who looks just like Lord, or the droid. I guess he's going to go back to Lord, because Lord knows what she's doing.
I don't think we have any other choice. Right? She's Australian, right?
We thought you might have some insight into
the story. We're just like, whoa, good out of Lord fan. Thanks a lot about Lord.
She's actually from New Zealand. She's a Kiwi.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Well, I don't think I was too far off.
They won't be insulted.
Yeah.
Sorry, New Zealand.
Sorry, New Zealand. So, what was that you said?
So I don't think we even had the choice.
I don't think you do. Good. It's agreed.
Yeah, anyway, what were the details again?
Oh, God. We'll do it.
Very good. I've arranged for you to have access onto Jabba's sail barge, which is leaving today for a pleasure cruise out to the Great Pit of Carcoon, otherwise known as the Sarlacc Pit. You have disguises and false credentials which will get you on board. Beyond that, I can't help you.
How many tickets to the breakfast buffet will we receive? I require no less than 10 in order to successfully complete this operation.
Then this will be a very difficult trip for you, won't it? One of you will have to be part of the band. I'm not sure which of you makes sense.
Clearly I'm the best candidate. I'm the voice of an angel. A space angel.
Two of you will be taking the form of guards who I've arranged to have not show up. And finally, one of you will be able to arrive as a special guest the job is expecting.
I do a great celebrity impression.
I'm relying on you for this one, you cretinous pack of vermin. That's right. Hey. I may need you, but I don't respect you. If you fail to pull this off, I'm screwed. And you know that's going to mean more bounty hunters down your throats. Hope you understand that. Now bring back Jabba's water pipe and suffer the consequences. Good day!
He puts up his hood. He throws a couple data chips onto the table, which will give you the location and all this other information you need to know. Pinches you again really hard, Gippy. Yeah, as he like sweeps out of the room, we follow his cloak through like a screen wipe. Then we see you guys boarding the sail barge as it leaves from Jabba's palace. And you guys are kind of like sailing off on board. And you're all in your costumes at this point, in your disguises. Can we just go? So who is going as who?
I'm going as one of the guards who I'm just like really owning the role, even though like I'm trying to wheeze my way onto the sail barge and clearly like at least 30 feet behind the other guard.
Guard in front of you. Yes. So you've got the whole like weird bone hook face mask thing, and you've got the helmet on. Costume that was provided for you to wear, like the disguise just barely fits. So you're probably midriff in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a bunch of
Big Hero 6 in it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm a master of disguise, so completely.
Guys, that's right. You have your disguise kit.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So no one pays any attention to you. They just think you're two guards.
My deception skill is very high.
Those two guards go everywhere together. So strange.
One eye is painted for each guy's face.
Yeah. Kitar Steve.
Kitar Steve, I assume I'm walking on with the rest of the band.
Yeah, so you come on with the rest of the band.
I imagine my kneecaps work like accordions, and as I walk, it just goes.
Oh my God.
You're like, yeah, that's awesome. So you're like a one man band.
You're like, like Bert and Mary Poppins.
Yes. I'm just like him. In time.
So does Kitar Steve also have like a big snare drum on his back?
No.
Okay.
He has digital beats. Hold on, let me put on my percussion set. Let me put on my screams.
So the band is already staring at you as you guys warm up. You better give me a check to see how successfully you pass off. And Lord, you're going as the guest of honor?
Yes.
So you're dressed, you're kind of brought onto the upper deck while these guys go onto the lower deck. And your disguise is given you, it's like midnight blue gown, and it's got all these like sparkles woven into it. And there's like
like I'm going to the Grammys.
You're a pretty girl.
You go up to the top deck first, and you're standing up there, and then you can see Bib Fortuna, the Twi'lek, who is Jabba's like personal concierge, is like going around and talking to some of the guests and talking to them. And he starts comes up to approach you in 1 second. And finally, Dam, you're also going as a guard at this point?
The tiniest, shiniest Gamorrean guard of all time.
Yeah. I think by the time you get to it, for you, they go, "What? You're obviously not a guard. Take the serving tray, droid. What are you trying to do?" And they stick you over by where you see a little little astromech droid. Looks like a little white and blue one who has a serving drink tray. Is like,
wait a second.
Hooked onto the top of his head, and he's going, "Wee, wee, wee."
Sounds like
R2-D2. Remind me, R2-D2, guys.
Oh my god, be his friend.
Oh my god, everyone is here. But yeah, so they give you, they force like a tray with like little canapes onto it into your hand. Obviously, they're horrible, like they're like slugs that are still partially alive with like little skewers through them and like cocktail glasses. Like,
oh god.
Awful. I guess, I don't know if that's actually a canapé, but just weird, horrible Jabba the Hutt cocktails.
Delicious.
So you guys are all on board. Let's go get some checks. So we'll start with your deception check.
Okay, what is the difficulty?
2 purple, but because of your unusual size, I'm going to add a black setback die to that. Before we roll this, let's generate our force dice pool really quick. So I'm going to roll up first. Force die. 2 dark side points. Skippy?
1 light side.
1 light side point.
Dark.
Yeah.
2 dark.
1 dark.
Shit on a brick.
You guys feel an ominous...
God damn.
There's like a chill down your spine as you guys get on board. You feel kind
I've
of like an ominous...
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
Just like in the movie.
Skippy, are you going to use any of your destiny points?
No. I succeed. Just a flat success, no advantage or threat.
Great. Keytar Steve?
Would I be using Charm?
Charm would be a great skill, yeah.
All right.
2 purple for you as well. Since you actually have musical instruments in your body, add a boost die to that. Roll it up.
It's a fail. Blank wash.
Just washed out. Oh, man, you guys do have a bad feeling about this. So, yeah, you start playing like, all right, here we go.
You guys like it? I could join your band forever. I don't know if I'd actually sound like that.
What do you sound like? Yeah.
That's what I sound like.
Okay. All of the like musicians' heads have like turned towards you, and they're looking at you, and they're looking at each other.
Okay, so I can do my deceit is kind of bad. Stealth is pretty good.
Bib Fortuna comes up to you and goes, "I see you, and you are our guest of honor."
That's right.
What is your name?
Lord.
Lord. It seems if I've heard that somewhere before. How would I know you?
If you've ever listened to anybody ever singing a song, then that was probably me.
I'm confused. But okay, so this is a good time to make your skill check.
Okay, so I could do cool. What's cool?
Oh, cool is pretty good. So yeah, cool is keep your cool under pressure.
Cool is 3 green. So maybe I'd have a better chance with that. But I've also got stealth, which I don't think so.
I think do cool. I think this is under a line of questioning. Just 2 purple at this point. And I'm going to upgrade one of those since I have so many dark side points. So turn one of those purple into a red.
Bib Fortuna is like a music file. Really knows his shit.
Okay. All right. Let's see how these cancel out. So 2 successes and then a threat.
Great. So 2 successes and a threat. So you succeed.
Really good.
Yeah. That was really good. Cool. Good first roll. So the success is he buys your explanation. Oh, yes.
If you've ever heard anyone singing ever. Oh, man.
That was nice. Probably
easy. Easy mark.
Yeah. That was a pretty easy difficulty to take for the test.
You've ever heard music being sang
that was
by anyone.
Me.
Yo, bro.
The thing is, Bib Fortuna, like, he's an amazing lip reader, secretly deaf.
Yeah.
Doesn't let anybody know on it. Like, of course, music.
No, but you are most beautiful as well. So this is your threat, which I got to determine. As the guest of honor, Lord Jabba would like to see you in his chambers. Please come
shit.
Along.
Shit.
I'm sorry?
What?
I heard what you said.
Yes. Yeah, I'm engaged, so I'm engaged to be wed.
So is Jabba. Please come. To you now. Yeah. Joke. Just a joke. Yeah. Bib Fortuna. Come.
He says his name. Okay, all right. Here we go.
No, not his personal chambers. No. Downstairs, where he has all of his guests received.
any slave girls and the music of the band downstairs, where you can watch the execution from the cool air.
That sounds
right
great.
Right next to Jabba. Yes, calm down. Meanwhile, Dan.
Oh, thank God.
I've got that. Yeah, I got a tray of horrible, horrible cocktails.
And they're going fast too.
They're going fast.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of Gamorreans grab a few. And...
Oh, nice. I've had seven. Keep them coming, slave.
Skippy immediately forgets. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm gonna sort of tail Lord, the bounty hunter, in wherever direction Lord is going.
Okay.
And but making it look like, oh, I have to go refill on the cocktails.
Great. So Bib Fortuna and Lord disappear down one of these hatches into the kind of dark, murky insides, and you pass these frescoes.
Pretend like I'm looking for the kitchen somewhere or something.
Sounds good. One of the other guests who were up here on top was going, I just cannot wait for them to kill this. They say he's a sandy-haired man wearing all black.
Sounds like he deserves it.
And that person reaches out and takes your last cocktail and like... drinks it, and then as you're trying to go downstairs, Bib Fortuna suddenly turns around and goes, where are you going, Sirius Bot? You're out of drinks! You need to get more canapes!
Okay, yes, I will go right now. My apologies for that.
That way, you fool!
Oh,
from
yes,
the stairs
yes,
to the
yes.
kitchen, not this way!
Sorry, I'm...
I've hired help.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, I am merely two simple guards, and we agree it is so hard to find good help
it's
these
incredible
days.
How you speak at the same time.
Well, we are, we're twins. Not identical, but...
What are you talking to me for? Make sure that nothing happens. Patrol the deck. And you, if you don't go and get more of those delicious little mushrooms stuffed with the bugs, I shall feed you to Salacious Crumb.
Who's the little impy?
Yeah.
That's an excellent Salacious Crumb. We all know this.
Really we all know your next character.
I'm going to do deception.
To try and bluff your way past him. I do think it would be deception.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Add two purples and a black setback to that as well.
Ooh. Hey. That is three threat. Mm. Big time failure.
Okay.
I don't like you.
Peter Lorre.
He says getting really close to us.
I don't like you at all.
Yeah, he has a bit of a Peter Lorre.
I had enough of your foolishness.
He's wasted.
No, I'm fine. I want you to go into the kitchen now, off of the floor. And if I see you, so much as see you step foot out of the kitchen for the rest of the day, I shall have your head removed. And used as a chamber pot by Lord Jabba himself.
Okay.
And I'm there with him. Yeah, I didn't know if that was really necessary to you. He's just a simple droid.
Yes, I know. They're disgusting, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
You think I should have gone further?
No.
Okay. Guitar Steve.
He's about to get kicked out of the van.
Oh, no. What's going to happen to Guitar Steve?
Friendly.
I know it was a complete wash.
So they'll look towards you. That was a funky jab you're laying down.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you guys check this out? Why don't
you lead off the next song? The starting number.
Can I, for music, be mechanics? Since I'm a droid and the guitar is built into me.
Maybe I would take computers.
All right.
So they lead you out. Like, they all skid in the background. They lay down the beat. And, like, the opening spotlight comes down on you, like your size noodles, out on the little platform in front. And Jabba's kind of, like, mobile throne room here. So Jabba's sitting there.
Yeah!
You can see he's got this gold-plated chain leading from one of his hands to Princess Leia. I don't know if you recognize her.
I don't.
In a bikini. So just some...
I'm like, hey, who's that tart?
Just another...
Put her in a jacket or something.
One of his dancing girls. And then there's all sorts of other kind of people. And you see coming down the stairs, you see Bib Fortuna and Lord. Damn, you're over
you
in a back stairs.
Incredibly handsome.
On the opposite edge of this place.
Okay.
Go ahead, man. Start that number. You read all the sheet music already, right?
Let's make some jizz.
Yeah!
Jizz. Difficulty of two?
Jizz being officially what the music is called in Star Wars. No, for this one, kind of dark side point, to upgrade one to a red.
Ah, damn you.
Yes.
Just a wash.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's technically a failure.
It's technically a failure.
But not a real bad failure.
It's just kind of like a I don't kick music butt.
Yeah. Beep, boop. beep, beep.
That's so heartbreaking. Beep, beep. Yeah, like we were cheering you
like,
on.
I'm
like,
playing hot cross buns.
Lay down a little. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You get up there. You start playing Camptown Races or something. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. That's heartbreaking. Beep, beep, beep. The whole band just starts feeling bad for you.
Oh, no. Jawa starts thrashing about. Big Fortuna standing there and goes, "Oh, Jabba does not like this music.
You think beer does not?
Jabba says, the next to be fed to the Sarlacc will be you! Bring him out to the Sand Skiff!
No!
Sorry, two failures in a row. Burp. So at this moment, actually, the skiff has come to a halt, and you guys can see this kind of rocky, sandy outcropping. There are two smaller skiffs zipping around up there. One has a bunch of guards on it. The other one has, you can see, this guy in black with the sandy hair, and you also see Han Solo in his white shirt out there. Big Wookiee next to him. And you can see the sand skiff starts to come around to the edge of the Sarlacc pit. And Bigfoot Trooper goes, "I send a guard to get him! Yes, you!" He says, pointing directly at Gippy. "You two! Go bring that droid out! He is displeased, our master."
"One moment. Take two more drinks." This way, droid.
You guys can't.
Time to be dissolved over the course of 10,000 years in the belly of the Sarlacc.
That you kind of know the way outside, and there's other guards around, kind of forcing your hand, but they kind of lead you towards the side. Towards the other skiff, which is pulls up out there that already has guards on it for you to get on. So there's a gold-plated droid, little protocol droid, hands a microphone over to Jabba, and he starts saying something. You can vaguely hear the guys out over the Sarlacc pit saying something. "You're never something, didn't you? This is your last chance, Jabba." Yeah, you can't quite hear it from inside. But
I'm going to make my move towards Jabba to like maybe sit by the hookah at least. Or like
so you don't actually see the hookah here.
Oh, I don't see it.
Yes, as you look around. In fact, roll your perception skill up.
A yellow and a green.
Great, and just two purple for that.
That looks like really good. And then success and threat. Did they?
Triumph. Yes, awesome. Okay, since you were kind of looking around for the hookah, you don't see it here. You succeeded, so you see nowhere in this like mobile throne room. And then you kind of, your gaze is drawn upwards, and you can see there's like a slatted floor immediately above you. And you can just kind of partially see the room above you. And it looks like personal bedchambers of some sort. And based on the size of it, it looks like it's probably Jabba's personal chambers directly above the throne room here. And you just glimpse, again, because of an amazing triumph, like in a corner of a mirror or something like that, the hookah pipe floor above you guys in that room.
Okay, great. I'm going to then, I want to get back to tell the kitchen droid.
Okay, and you know exactly where he is because you heard that. Mm-hmm. Great. You did generate threat, though, so Jabba does seem to like you. A little bit. So even as you're looking around, goes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. He says, "Come stand by your side and watch as the pathetic humans are fed to the Sarlacc." Yes, right here, right up next to him.
Can you pause it for just a second while I go use the ladies' room?
Oh, yeah, I think that shouldn't be a... Yeah!
And then they look outside, and then you see, all of a sudden, there's like a... Foop! And then you see like a little black cylinder flying, and then you see, this is again, way out on that sand skiff, Luke Skywalker like jumps off the edge and grabs on the edge of the thing, and then he flips into the air, and then all of a sudden there's a lightning saber blade, lightsaber. Lightsaber flares to life, and...
Lightsaber.
I'll finish watching these at some point. With his lightning saber blade. No, you just, all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose, basically, and you just whoosh, 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 and you hear little tiny Wilhelm screams coming from way across the way. As people fall into the bit, Jabba freaks out. And you guys get the sense that you do not have very long to grab this hookah. So Gippy as guards and Bot, you see this happening as you guys are kind of escorted onto this other sand skiff. Like you've just stepped on board and then it suddenly, this hell breaks loose. There's like four or five other guards on this one. Are like, "Over there!" And like, and they pull away suddenly and they all get their blaster pistols out and start shooting at this Jedi who's freaking out over there.
"Oh, so there's people disturbing a whole ceremony here. Give me a blaster."
I take a blaster, and then I just want to aim it at Luke Skywalker's forehead.
Yeah. All right, I would say go ahead and roll that up.
Okay.
Amazing.
Range light. Okay. It's a difficulty on this.
Range, so two purple.
Okay.
However, he's got a lightsaber, which I think gives him two setback dice onto that roll.
I'm going to use the light side of the forest to upgrade my attack against... It's like, oh, this is ruining the whole plan. The whole plan is to, like, sneak on, get the hookah, and get away, and then this stupid guy with a lightning saber blade is ruining everything.
All right, yeah, sounds good. Okay. I would say roll that up.
Looks like it's a success.
Oh my god, it is.
Oh, yes! Nice.
All right, so it is one success and two threat.
The
and
threat is Luke Skywalker's fist at you.
Definitely hit him.
You singe his so 5 o'clock shadow that never existed.
His beautiful sandy blonde hair.
You give him a scar on his chin.
Is it what type of gun was it, and how many successes did you get?
It's going to be my standard like blaster, so it's 5 damage.
Well, he certainly doesn't see any difference between you and any of the other guards on Jabba's
That's skills. True, but there's two of us, so like he may not take us out right away.
Maybe not. So you pew, and you blast him, and did you get a bunch of advantage on that?
No, I got 2 threat.
You nail him,
just
in the shoulder, and he turns, and the threat is just those piercing blue, beautiful sky blue eyes turn around and look at you, and he does the run to the edge of the skiff at this point and does force jump. And lands on the skiff in front of you guys, lightsaber out. Hits one of the guys, and the guy goes, and falls off the edge. And looks like he's going to start cleaving his way down the skiff towards you.
Oh, no. I will throw a stun grenade.
At Luke Skywalker?
Who's driving the skiff?
I think the guy who just got knocked out of the skiff.
Okay,
so that means we get to take over the skiff, right? Or potentially could?
Yes, you definitely could, but you'll have to jump past a Jedi to do so. I reckon, so they're pretty narrow, and I think based just on the movie, they just are kind of jam-packed with people, it looks like. So there's probably, you guys probably got on the back. There's like the guy piloting in front. There's maybe 3 guys in front of you, and then Luke just like landed on the very tippity front of it and just like whacked one guy off.
Oh, okay. I see it now.
I don't have any weapons, and Luke Skywalker, I have a feeling he's not a complete douche. So I'm going to do, like, fetal position crouched and go, don't shoot me, and run past him to the steering
mechanism. Like, so you're trying to, I would take deception or skullduggery.
All right, they're both the same, so I'm just going to use skullduggery because it's fun to say.
So you have 2 purple on it because you are a slave, so he was going to buy that. But at 1 setback, just because he's got natural force-imbued wits about him. And so I'm going to flip one of those. Turn one of those purple into a red. So what are you rolling?
I'm rolling black, purple, and a red, and a single green.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Epically failed.
Yeah, it's a super fail. 2 fail and a threat.
So you fail to get past him. He's just swinging the lightsaber around. You're just like, whoosh, and the lightsaber comes over your head. You drop prone.
Okay, I'm going to use the commotion and try to get to his bedchambers and say, I'm not used to any of this. I need to go somewhere safe. Perhaps I could wait for you in your bedchambers.
He turns to you and goes, and as he's talking, you see Carrie Fisher begins to, or Princess Leia begins to, like, finger her chain. Just out of the corner of your eyes, you see that. But yeah, that seems to probably work. So you're trying to leave the scene?
Leave the scene, go to his bedchamber.
Yeah, you better make another check to get away from him.
She just needs to go upstairs, take a couple hits, and I'll calm her down.
Yeah.
We hit this
hookah. And I reveal a little bit of skin to give him a taste, okay?
Oh, so you're selling this. Okay, yeah. That sounds like a charm.
Okay, charm. Okay, 3 green.
Okay, because you're revealing a little skin, take an advantage on it. Or, I'm sorry, one of the boost die, which has a little bluish-white ones.
I have, like, 18 charisma points.
I think difficulty on this one, just 2 purples, probably fine.
Really great. So I succeed with, like, 2...
Ooh, yeah!
Successes?
Advantage.
2 advantage. Okay, so yes. Great. So you succeed, you get away, and you generate advantage. What would your advantage do?
Ooh, my advantage would be that no one gets in my way, and it's sitting in the middle of the floor.
Well, definitely say no one gets in your way. So you manage to be like, I've got to go right now, and you just up the stairs, and like no one was looking for a second, so you're just gone. Get up to the top floor. Luckily, it's just up the stairs and around to the door. First of all, as you get up there, the first thing you notice is a gentleman dressed all in green and gray armor with a jetpack goes...
I know him.
Blasts off the edge of the deck.
Because I'm a bounty hunter, too.
Ah, so you've definitely heard of Boba Fett, one of the most feared bounty hunters in the galaxy. Blasts off...
Or he's known in the bounty hunter community, Klutzy Fett.
Right, so Boba Fett blasts off. You just see him go... You guys see this as well over on the guard skiff. as Boba Fett comes flying over, lands on the one with Chewie and Han and everyone over on it. He starts shooting at them. That looks bad. You get to the door, though, around the corner, locked to his personal chambers. You're going to have to get through that somehow.
Okay.
Damn. So you're down in the bowels of the ship at this point. It smells. There's all these other droids around. It's packed down here. You see these large water tanks in, like, the service area filled with creatures, like these little slug things, but all the larger fish and everything like that. And you see other droids, like, reaching into the tanks and, like, pulling them out and just cutting their heads off with cleavers. And it's just, like, apparently travels with, like, live food stores and things like that.
Is there any sort of, like, an electrical panel or any sort of electronics anywhere in that room?
Totally. All over the place, actually. Okay. You're, like, halfway kitchen, halfway, like, right up next to the engine room, boiler room, all that stuff.
Okay. I'm going to do a mechanics check and try to basically, like, a system override, so it's like power starts fucking up, doors may become unlocked, lights may go on, and stuff like that might happen.
Okay, you're trying to...
Barges may or may not explode.
Yeah. So you're trying to, like, shut down all the security systems and power and everything like that?
Right. Damn.
That's right. That sounds like a fairly difficult check to make. Formidable. Four purple.
Whoa.
Come on, damn.
Opposed by your computer's check.
Use the force.
Yes. And I use a force point.
Okay. So you get in there. Through the steam and stuff like that, you, like, duck around a side panel, and you can hear that people are clattering up the stoves and everything like that, but you find there's, like, one of those little, like, round access points, and you jack into it. Start to get access.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Let's see.
Triumph.
Triumph. Advantage, failure, triumph, I believe.
Yeah. So you fail to shut down the security systems.
But another amazing thing happens.
Something amazing and unrelated, and that's for you to decide happens. And you also have one advantage on it. And you get to decide all of those. All I can tell you is that your attempt to shut down and open up the doors and stuff, that doesn't happen. Other things you would notice about the skiff you'd walk around on, there's that giant laser cannon is on it, and features of
every underworld secret that Jabba's cartel possesses is downloaded into your memory banks, which is enough blackmail for you to, like,
Even if you don't own half
the galaxy.
What Andrew said.
Including pension queue.
Yes!
Yeah! Yes! You can, like,
finally give it back to pension.
You can find out who the mysterious benefactor
pension,
is.
Not like I read it.
Not pension.
Pension.
It's all dirt on pension Q. That's great.
I'll take that.
Triumph is good. Okay, so you get in there. And, like, you get, like, a little, like, electrical jolt of, like, forced out. No problem. Can't slice in. But, yeah, you find a back
door.
Filled with everything. Passcodes, dealings with the Empire, blackmail on the Empire, blackmail on everybody, all this data.
Dick pics from every Imperial senator. It's pretty great.
So that's going to happen, and I'm going to go back out into the mix. I'm going to try to go in Lord's direction.
Do you have your serving tray or your serving costume
on? Yeah.
Great. Up the stairs. Okay, so we're back to the two Gippies.
Gippy.
And a prone keyboard going...
You guys see Boba Fett lands on the other skiff and starts shooting at Chewie and Han and everything like that over there. You see Luke is just cutting through people on this skiff right now.
So
coming right towards you.
I'm going to walk up closer to Luke.
Sir, with the lightning saber blade. Like, please, I am not among them. This is actually under sky.
What appears to be completely convincing two separate human beings
morphs
into a gigantic Mon Calamari.
We'll aid you in destroying these... And destroying these ne'er-do-wells.
Is that a deception? Or are you being legitimate?
Right.
So I take negotiation, or I would take deception, I guess, depending on how legitimate you're being.
Well, what do I want to do? Because my idea was maybe that I would say that, and then I would push him in the Sarlacc pit.
That sounds like deception.
a little bit like deception.
Okay, why cool. Not? So yeah, deception. I'm gonna try.
Ideally, this will end with Luke Skywalker dying.
Nah. Okay, so what's the difficulty? To deceive.
A Jedi. So you legitimately aren't a guard. Deception would be opposed by his cool, we'll say.
Well, Luke is not that cool, if I remember the movies right.
So you're rolling that against two red.
Two red and a black setback. Okay, I'm gonna use one of my light side points. Okay, so I'm probably going to get a despair. Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the lightsaber comes down on Gippy.
A despair with threat.
That's a total of a despair with threat?
Gippy loses his arm.
I would love to see a Muppet LucasArts version of Gippy arm get cut off and just green ooze just go splurt, splurt.
Yeah. No, it cauterizes it.
Oh, yeah, it cauterizes it. Okay, no, I think what I'm going to say is, so you pull off your disguise and he goes, what? Wait a minute. I sense deception in you.
No. What would give you that idea?
Lightsaber comes out and just goes,
try and push me into the Sarlacc pit. No!
And hits you with the lightsaber, and you go toppling off the edge of the skiff.
Shoot.
Keyboard Steve, Keytar Steve, you see Gippy go, I'm actually going to pull up my stats from StarWarsRPGPodcast.com. Again, this is our website. So, Fantasy Flight Games hasn't released stats for Sarlacc pits, so I made some up. So, if you guys go to the website, you can go to Game Supplements, which is one of the tabs, and there's a bunch of different stats in here for all sorts of things. Since I spent a dark side point on that, you generated threat and you generated despair. We're going to say that you not only, when Luke hits you with a lightsaber, just barely misses you, you topple off the edge, causing the entire sand skiff to like seesaw wildly as your weight falls off of it. You go whoop onto the sand, bounce, whoop, roll, bounce again, and then whoop. You land right in the middle of the Sarlacc pit's mouth, just stuck right around your waist like you're wearing it.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, yeah. The Sarlacc pit, it's choking! It's choking to death!
Yeah! I'm soaking the Sarlacc! Oh my, that is an interesting sensation.
Oh god.
On your feet, right?
Rescue me in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Until then, may the Force be with you.